All right, so here's one of the craziest thoughts I've had in, well, I have crazy thoughts all the time, but here's a crazier one. Is swing trading Shiba Inu better than buying actual real estate? This is an interesting question that I think only philosophers like myself can answer. No, I'm not a real philosopher. Oh, I am a philosopher, but I don't need a college degree, you know, to be a philosopher. So here's the thing. Swing trading Shiba Inu, is it better than buying real estate? And I've made a lot of money off Shiba Inu. In fact, I got pretty much all my principal back, my initial principal that I had in there. So first off, I have trouble defining what I like best, what I like the most. And am I a firm believer of in Shiba Inu? I think yes. I think that the hype surrounding it is what I believe in. I do believe it's an expandable coin. I do believe it has true potential. I also believe it could go down to zero, or at least very, 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 very close to zero when it comes to market capitalization. But I also believe that if I was to buy at the near $0 market cap, it would eventually go back up to like $1 billion market cap, for instance. So you can't underestimate these freaking dog coins. You can't underestimate the internet's love for these little furry little creature coins. They're just, I don't know. Shiba Inu coin is different than Dogecoin because it is built through the Ethereum network. Still just a token, though. It's really just a day trading ploy for me. I don't see any real intrinsic value, but I do believe there's only one thing that makes me really hopeful. Two things. And I've been saying, like I said, I say it every video. It's the amount of people who are willing to adopt into this coin. And it's also the fact that they do intentionally burn coins out of circulation, effectively making it to where there are less coins in overall circulation over time. And that's going to continue. That burn of coin is going to continue. So it's interesting. I don't know how much faith I have in it naturally. But the Shiba Inu ecosystem, it's enticing, it's interesting. How much do I believe in it? Yeah, I don't know, not very much. I don't believe in it much at all. I do believe it's interesting, and I think that's the one thing people need to realize, that it is decentralized finance, and I think decentralized financial products that are popular, like Shiba Inu, as weird as it is to say that, need to be considered in the possible future of decentralized currencies. I mean, look, this is something the government really can't control. In the long run, they can't touch it. They can't do anything with it. You don't have to technically surrender it to them, which is great. I don't trust the government at all. I'm so anti-government at this point, it's not even funny. I just want the government to stay out of my life. I want to be rich. I want to continue to get richer, I should say. I've actually accumulated a lot of wealth for the most part, but I just don't want the government in my life. I want the government out of my life. Government is not meant to be this far up the people's ass in anything and always telling people how to live their lives, and I think we're going to see a real change in the way the government works. Seriously, we're going to see a real change. I think there's going to be a Republican revolution. I don't even really like the Republican Party that much, but I will take the Republican Party over the lunacy, over the lunatics that are running the House of Representatives. I think in 2022, we're going to see a red wave where I think the House, they're going to lose House seats, and Democrats will no longer be the majority rule of the House. And thank God. Thank goodness. I don't care what, I'll thank Allah. I don't care who I have to thank. I'm just tired of creepy fucking authoritarians like Joe Biden trying to tell everybody how to live their lives and guilt tripping people for not getting the vaccine. Look, I got the vaccine. I got two doses of the Pfizer vaccine, right? But here's the deal. Here's the thing. Not everybody has to get it. I understand if people don't want to get it. In fact, if there's anybody who gets it, I do. I was hesitant to get it. In fact, I'll tell you one of the reasons I got it. My mom has cancer. Straight up. I got it because I didn't want to be a risk to her. I'll take a chance. And I have to accept the fact that one day I will die. I've accepted this fact. It's a hard reality to accept, but once you accept that you're going to die one day, I mean, first off, I've been treating life preciously, oddly enough, but you start realizing you want to start doing the things that you want to do, and I'm more focused on just retiring early at this point. I honestly think that life is too long and precious to always be, and I don't mind working for my money, don't get me wrong, but hey, you give me the option to not have to work for my money? Yeah, of course I'm going to take the option of investing in tons of assets. And that's the way it should be. You should invest in a shit ton of assets. That's the best way. It's the best way to go about things. But yeah, no, I have such a lack of faith in, you know, in current government and everything like that. And this show's kind of gone on a rant, but I want to go on the real thing. I want to talk about, is Shiba Inu coin better than real estate? Yes. I don't like saying that. I really actually hate fucking saying that. Here's the thing, man. I was able to get in early on something I felt was going to be a trend, and I was able to like double my money like several times over. And that's important, man. Doubling your money, that's hella important, dude. You got to keep doubling. And one of the reasons why I still hold on, my main goal is to still hold on to at the very, very least 40 million Shiba Inu tokens. Currently on my Coinbase account, I have 42,973,000 blah, blah, blah. And that's just still, even after I shaved off like $20 here, $20 there, it went really high. That's one of the reasons why I kept shaving 20. And then when it went down below, I was like, yes, yes. So I've been slowly getting back into the Shiba Inu coin on public. Now I took the $250, $220, however much it was, I shaved the $20 off, put it into Tether, a stable coin, and I took that stable coin and I converted it into real cash, put it into my bank account, put some more money into Public and the Public app, Public trading app, and then I simply just kept on slowly investing back into Shiba Inu only during dips, and it's been dipping pretty ferociously, like to the point where it's down like 14%, 17%. It's been pretty cool. I've been really loving. I love how much it's been dipping, though. The moment it dips, man, that's when I get back in. And like I said, I'm not a firm believer. I'm not going to, like, stake my life on Shiba Inu coin. But I'm definitely going to bank on the fact that there's going to be a lot of dummies who will, right? There's going to be a lot of dumbasses who will. And do I believe in it? It's 50-50. I don't know. I just know it's a trend. And I know trends can be exploited, especially if it's a trend you could throw money into that'll give you money back. It's crazy. I love the crypto markets, though. It is my favorite gambling environment. Cryptocurrencies are my favorite vessel for gambling. I don't have to go to a physical casino. It's 24/7 exchanges. There's tons of risk involved, which is something I like. And you don't have to put all your money down. I only put down, like, initially $350, and it's blossomed into something beautiful. So, I don't know. I have a very simplistic way of looking at things sometimes, and I really do think, I don't know. I just think it's, the whole Shiba Inu coin, though, it's been an interesting roller coaster of a ride, and I can't wait to continue on it, and totally fine with investing more money into it, totally. But only as it dips, only when it dips. I don't buy on the way up. I really think buying on the way up is stupid because you can slowly buy on the dip. Slowly. You don't have to put all your money in. You could divvy up some of your money. Put $20 in here, $20 in there, it drops another 10%, put another $20 down, blah, blah, blah. This is, it's simple. It's the simplest way to do it. And, you know, you just continue to dump more money into it until it rallies again, because products like cryptos that are really popular, even when they're in bear markets, they only last in bear markets usually about 5 days, a week, maybe 2 weeks. And there's a chance it could stay there longer, but chances are slim based on the patterns. Now look, past performance, this is the golden rule, past performance does not equal future returns, right? So you got to keep in mind, it can go any other way. It can go either way. It can go really, really high, or it can go really, really low. That's the beauty about a volatile product. You got to work with volatility and not bet against it. Volatility is one of the reasons you can make money in something like the Shiba Inu coin, or any crypto for that matter. And the thing is, philosophically speaking, I love volatility in the markets. Volatility has always been my friend. It's always been the reason I've made money. If it wasn't for volatility, I would not be the best. I would not be one of the best swing traders out there. If it wasn't for volatility, I want to write a book on this, but I'd rather just do YouTube videos and tell everybody volatility is the key in the markets in winning, right? When everybody's panic selling, right? I'll give you an example. During the 2008 market crash, the housing market crash, every single company spiked down to low, low values. Like, people were selling off like crazy. Share prices for banks were going down. Share prices for retailers, even like Amazon, went down to like zilch almost. And you know what happened? The smartest people out there, you know what the smart people did? They were racking up on stocks. They just kept buying stocks here, stocks there, stocks everywhere. They gathered stocks like the same way a squirrel would gather nuts, right? That was the whole key, right? They just kept gathering, and it was fucking cool. So yeah, they kept gathering and gathering and gathering and kept on just, ugh. So during market crashes, I will tell you this. Even though crypto is different, I will say that during a stock market crash, if it crashes really hard, 30%, 40%, the S&P 500 goes down and dips like crazy, there's going to be so many great buying opportunities. This is why I do tell people it is okay to sit on cash as long as the cash sits in your brokerage account ready and raring to use. You want to make sure you have cash on the standby to buy the dips. Me personally, though, because I do bet against the market, I do have the UVXY, which is another way for me to play both sides, betting against the UVXY and also betting for it. It's a little complicated. It's a way of using, it's basically a way for me to use leverage using a no commission fee environment, which is really nice. Having no commission fees to deal with is great when you want to play both sides of a volatility index. That's another reason why volatility is my friend, is because I could take full advantage of the volatility aspects of the market, because you never know when it's going to go up. You never know when it's going to go down. You can try to predict things, but you don't know when the bottom's going to hit. You don't know when the top is. You don't know where any of it's at. And this is something I like to tell everybody. You just don't know. And with Shiba Inu token, I don't know when it's going to top out. I don't know where the bottom is. You should never try to predict these things. It's unhealthy. It's stupid. It's very stupid, by the way. I cannot emphasize enough how idiotic it is to try to time the bottom, to try to time the top. What you do as it's dipping, you buy $10 here, maybe $20 here, $20 the next day if it's dipping again, $20 again. And you just lower your average cost as it dips, right? And you sit on it. This is something that nobody ever tells you. None of the courses probably tell you this. None of these $500 courses that people buy probably tell you this. This is simple. You fucking just sit on it. And look, you can lose all your money. There is always the possibility of this. Volatile products are risky. Say it again, risky. Seriously, volatile products, you don't want to avoid them. You want to embrace them. But you also got to consider that any money you put into a volatile product can get really fucked. Just saying. Just fucking saying. But I do want to thank you guys for taking the time to view this video. Do me a favor, have sex with the like button, have sex with the subscribe button, and have an incredible, sexy rest of the day. Later, guys.